Smoking can be banned in pub gardens, outdoor restaurants and outside hospitals and sports grounds. And the measures, the details of which are still unknown, are being proposed. This is as part of a tougher version of last government's tobacco and vapes bill, which was dropped before the last election. Let's talk about this. I'm joined by a couple of guests from local pubs. Russ Kitching runs the Lapstone in Horton Heath in Eastleigh. He also runs at Moody Cow in Fordingbridge. And Rick Dyke is in charge of the White Lion. This is in Broad Windsor in Dorset. Hello, Rick. Hello, Russ. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon. Russ, do you know, let's start with you, Russ. Do you want to go first? Tell me your reaction to this news then. You run the Lapstone and you run the Moody Cow at Fordingbridge. Is this the news that you wanted today, Russ?
No, not at all. It's quite scary, really, that one of the first policies to come out is to attack real people. And I'm a non-smoker. I'm not a supporter of pro-smoking. But everyone has a right to do what they want, and especially we, the hospitality trade, we have made provision for smoking outside, and this is career politicians not in reality with real people. So it's a shocking policy or statement to make, and it hasn't really been thought through. It would have a dramatic effect on the hospitality trade, and the effects that we've gone through from COVID, and also energy prices increasing, minimum wage increasing, food price increases, it would have a dramatic effect on the pub and hospitality industry. That's my initial reaction.
That's your take. Russ from the Lapstone there, yeah, shocked, he says. Rick, what about you from the White Lion? Is this a great new policy from the new government?
No, it won't surprise you to hear that I'm totally in agreement with Russell. And also, listening to your news at the top of the hour, I don't often find myself in agreement with Nigel Farage, but in this case, absolutely I do. I think the hospitality industry, pubs in particular, have had an incredibly difficult time. Russell's already mentioned the cost of living, the high energy prices, which are about to go up again. On top of that, there's the need for VAT reform. You know, as a small business, we really struggle with that, and the threshold needs to be raised. There's the imbalance and duty on alcohol and how supermarkets are able to sell so much cheaper than pubs are. That needs to be addressed. And to sort of suggest that rather than opening our doors to everyone and being welcoming to everyone, as the phrase hospitality suggests, that in fact we turn people away, it is absolutely crazy. Now, we are, just as briefly, we're a community pub. We've been running now for 2 years. We were the last pub in the village and threatened with closure. We managed to raise funds within the village to renovate the pub. We had immense support from the brewery that we're still tied to, Palmer's as well. We provide a hub for the community. We have farmers' breakfast. We opened as a warm space during the winter. So it is all about the community and being welcoming to everyone. So to say that to a proportion of our regulars that they can no longer smoke in our pub is crazy.
But, I mean, listen, guys, on the other side of that, thank you, Rick, and for the White Line. On the other side of that, you know, you'll have families, you'll have people who'll be sat there, they'll have spent good money on their Sunday meal that they want to enjoy, and they don't want wafts of smoke going past them, and they've got young kids maybe there as well, you know, who are part of the community. Russ, what do you, from the Lapstone, what do you say about that?
Well, we've made smoking designated areas for that reason, and we don't have a problem with that. We're also a very community hub related businesses, and it's all about people, and people of all types should be able to socialise together. We don't have an issue with smoking at all. Are we dogs as well? It's open to everybody. Pubs are pillars of community, and isolating certain people for what their habits they may have is wrong, and it will actually kill this industry. And I'm sure the industry already, with the big breweries, we're independent, we're a free house, and we are struggling to just get through things with the challenges. But breweries that have pubs on balance sheets cannot devalue them. And I fear that if something like this was put in place, there would be a massive fallout of pubs closures, even more than there is at the moment. So it's a big thing.
Rick, what about you? Do you not feel for families? I mean, I'm a former smoker, so I've been on both sides of it. You know, like, you know, you go and have a drink, yeah, it's nice to have a cigarette. But equally, you know, people who are there enjoying their meals, they don't want the smoke getting in their way, Rick.
Yes, yeah, but say we have a designated smoking area outside as well. In our pub, people tend to eat inside rather than outside. But the few that do eat outside, because it is, I'm afraid, just quite a small courtyard, so it doesn't lend itself to dining. But it's where our smokers go, and some drinkers who are quite happy standing in an area where they're not affected by it. So, I think it's not just pubs. I mean, the suggestion is that it's also outside hospitals, outside sports grounds. I understand the intention of trying to reduce the burden on the NHS, but you could argue that if this goes through, what's the mental health impact it's going to have on those who are smokers and who can't go anywhere outside to smoke? I agree with the suggestion that anyone born after January 2009, so it's effectively 15-year-olds now, will not be allowed to purchase tobacco. That makes sense, and that seems to be the way to progress. But to effectively penalise...
Let's
penalise, punish those who... You know,
thank you, Rick, from the White Line. Russ, I see at the Lapstone. I mean, the Lapstone's 300 years old. And I see that you've done refurbishments to make it a community hub. You've got those domes as well for private dining, which is good because, you know, when it's a little bit nippy, you can still have that private dining. I suppose that probably came out of COVID for you. You've obviously been able to pivot. You'll be able to pivot with this one, won't you?
Yes, but what's next? I mean, are we going to have pints on Fridays in the corner in the snug? It's crazy. We're actually affecting people's lives with a nanny state, potentially building here. We've gone through COVID. We've abided by all the government policies to for connection and or disconnection, and people as you just said, the mental state of human connection is so important. And pubs are, for 300 years, this pub has been a pillar of community, and it survived two world wars and COVID, and we've got governments now coming up with policies that are so disconnected to real people that it's scary, and we just need to stand up to it. And Labour Party is supposed to be a party of the people. I think this is a major disconnection of the Prime Minister to even suggest it so early on in his term. So, yeah, very concerned.
Thank you so much for your time. Yeah, thank you so much. Ross Kitching there, just talking about, he runs the Lapstone in Horton Heath in Eastleigh. You heard from Rick Dyke as well, who is in charge at the White Lion in Broadstone, Dorset, and clearly not a fan of this news that is out today. The government considering tighter restrictions on smoking outdoors as part of a drive to phase out tobacco. Banning smoking in pub gardens, outdoor restaurants as well. Right, BBC Radio.